Enjoying your lunch. Thanks very much for coming today. I'm Tara Joseph with Reuters and the Board of Governors here at the FCC. Quick housekeeping note before we get started with the main event. Please do switch off your mobile phones or other things that buzz and bling. We are recording today's session and it causes a disturbance. Now, usually as well at this point, we highlight events coming up at the club. And for those who are members of the FCC, we've had so many events in the last month and a half that we're actually going to take a breather for a few weeks, so nothing fresh to announce until we have the next event, which you can find on the website and with flyers emailed out. Now, for the main event of today, I think it's fair to say for anyone who switches on the television to watch news these days, what we've seen in terms of the change of landscape and choice on television has changed dramatically over the last few years. It used to be CNN, BBC, that's pretty much it, and your local news fair. Now we have all types of new kids on the block, new players coming into the TV scene. Well, CCTV International is definitely one of those new kids and big players on the block. And it's my pleasure today to introduce Mr. Chow Lee, who is the Director of International Programming and also a person who's been around all different types of TV operations. He's been a reporter, a presenter, a producer, and now manages 160 people around the globe. We'll take questions after he speaks, but please, Mr. Chow, come to the podium.
Thanks, Tara, and hello, everybody. This is a prepared speech, so I will read, and I will be happy to take up questions from you. Any questions? To begin with, let me first. I want to thank my dear colleagues at Reuters for providing me with this opportunity, and my thanks also. Go particularly to Ms. Kimmy, whose facilitating role has been truly indispensable in making my presence here today possible. I have been to Hong Kong many times, but this is my very first visit to the FCC. And having heard so much about this famous cultural landmark in Hong Kong, I have been very much looking forward to this visit. Upon my entry, I passed by a cafeteria on the ground floor where it houses both Chinese and Western restaurants. The setting is a perfect depiction of Hong Kong, a city where Oriental and Occidental cultures coexist and interact with one another. And because of this all-embracing atmosphere, I believe many media friends all over Hong Kong have gathered here to freely speak out their minds. And today, with the help of the platform provided by the FCC, I, on behalf of China Central Television, would like to take this opportunity to share with you some sincere exchanges. China's fast development and growth, especially in the past decades, has attracted increasing attention from the international community. As a result, more and more people are following China's television news service. The world hopes to better understand China while China looks forward to the growing attention from the world. As a national television network which enjoys a domestic audience of 1.2 billion, CCTV has every reason and responsibility to build a bridge of communication between China and the rest of the world, and to better cater to the desire and demand on both sides. For more than a decade, CCTV has been making consistent efforts in presenting China's television service to the world and adjusting the development of China's television industry in line with new changes and new features. In order to comprehensively enhance CCTV's brand value, we have also made progress in fields including reform in news reporting, building international broadcasting capacity, institutional innovation and the integration of traditional and new media. The strategy of focusing on new service, which is the strategy of China Central Television, I think set up by the station 2 years ago, has enabled CCTV to reinforce originality of its new service and expand its core broadcasting resources. At present, CCTV has set up 30 domestic bureaus in 30 different provinces. At the same time, we have expanded our overseas coverage to 70 bureaus across 50 countries and regions, including 7 regional hubs in different continents. At the end of this year, the number of our overseas bureaus will be increased to 80. I think this is the biggest number in terms of television bureaus in the world. An integrated news gathering and editing network has been formulated at home and abroad with fast response news gathering system and a strong on-the-spot reporting capacity. Up until the end of 2011, CCTV's daily rate of news broadcasting has topped 600 news items per day, with original first broadcasting rate reaching 48%. The aforementioned news items not only covered China's domestic political and current affairs, such as the commemoration of the 90th founding anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, but also presented China's major scientific and technological innovations, such as the successful docking between its space laboratory module and the spacecraft, Shenzhou 8, and also the diving of the submersible Jialong. CCTV's coverage on the campaign by the Chinese government against corruption saw the release of expenditure records of more than 90 central government agencies. Concerning the well-being of the general public in China, CCTV has exercised effective media supervision over the adjustment and control of China's policy on real estate. Constantly prepared in responding to breaking news when a major high-speed railway accident took place on July the 23rd, 2011, CCTV dispatched a news team to the accident site in less than 3 hours. Now I can say anything happens, any breaking news happens on the Chinese mainland, we guarantee we will have the reporting teams to be on the spot as quickly as possible. In order to deliver quick and timely response to breaking news, CCTV's resident journalists in China, plus more than 260 journalists in various overseas posts, are working around the clock to fulfill their commitments to our viewers every day. From January to December 2011, CCTV's overseas bureaus around the world produced more than 13,000 news items, accounting for about 40% of the total international news production at CCTV. Previously, we rely totally on news agencies and TV stations in other countries. Now, our own international production accounts for about 40%. And now we are constantly working hard to enhance the broadcasting capacity of CCTV and to bridge the gap between CCTV and other internationally renowned media networks. My colleagues and I will embrace the spirit of enterprise and innovation, learn from others to improve our televised presentation, expand our scope of broadcasting, and share with our global viewers more stories, both from China and the world. To offer a diversified selection of news service and transform China's conventional one-channel broadcasting into multi-channel content provider, CCTV has learned from operation models from other countries to develop and launch a new service in 2010, a service to provide broadcasters worldwide with the state broadcasters' syndicated video news. With this service in place, we hope to make CCTV video news materials directly available to foreign media clients' editorial terminals, ushering in an era of omni-media for CCTV, and thus satisfying the increasing international demand for video news content from China and promoting the interaction between China and the world. On January 1st, 2011, CCTV launched its own video news service and marked the establishment of its internet-based global distribution system on May 25th, 2011. CCTV officially launched its professional video news service with the birth of CCTV News Content Corporation Limited. Up until the end of 2011, CCTV News Content, through its independent endeavor and international partnership, has dispatched over 25,000 items of news material through satellite and internet transmission, including 13,000 first broadcast video news items. As of the end of 2011, many foreign media agencies have used news materials provided by CCTV News Content a total of more than 270,000 times, with a daily usage rate of 800 times. On average, more than 70 foreign TV networks are choosing CCTV's news service every day, which covers China's political, economic, and social news, as well as international issues. And pursuing the commitment to offer timely, effective, reliable, objective, and accurate video news service, CCTV hopes to demonstrate through CCTV News Content its exclusive perspective and capacity for news gathering, providing reliable video resources to other global media agencies for a comprehensive and objective report on China, catering to the international community's expectation to deepen their understanding of the country. At present, the news production by CCTV's News Content accounts for 75% of the total news production in China. In addition to major political news events in China, coverage on China's economic growth, natural disasters, biographical features, and scientific and biological innovations have also enjoyed greater attention from foreign media networks. For example, the video material on the high-speed railway accident on July the 23rd last year was used around 3,000 times by foreign media agencies. The news on the successful docking between the spacecraft and the laboratory module was used more than 6,000 times by 475 foreign media networks. And CCTV has presented the progress achieved by China. Operating in an independent and proactive manner, CCTV interacts with the international media and reaches out to the international community with sincerity and honesty. Of course, as well as sharing with you the happenings in China, CCTV is more than willing to participate in the production and broadcasting of international news through its own efforts. In 2011, CCTV successfully rendered exclusive or on-the-spot coverage on the events, including the passing away of the DPRK leader Kim Jong-il, the situation in Syria, and the famine in Africa, which were well received by many foreign media agencies. And during the past week, CCTV correspondents zoomed in on the news of the DPRK's satellite launch, the ceasefire agreement in Syria, and the new round of negotiations on the Iranian nuclear issue. The exclusive video materials provided by CCTV's news content already received extensive attention from our viewers' counterparts. The news item of the DPRK's official announcement of its satellite launch failure was used 630 times in less than 24 hours. And our on-the-spot video material on the attack of a CCTV journalist in Syria was picked up by our clients 185 times. CCTV is the only TV station that has a bureau with two crew members in the DPRK in Pyongyang. We have one reporter in Pyongyang. We have one cameraman. We are sending one more English-speaking reporter to Pyongyang. And CCTV has its bureau in Myanmar, which I think is the only TV station in that country that has a bureau. Here, I'd like to show you a couple of video clips, which were CCTV's correspondence news reports. This is the, I think, the report filed right after the passing away of the DPRK leader, Kim Jong-il. It was aired on China Central Television. It was distributed to a global media organizations. We believe everything from the DPRK is news, so we invest quite heavily on our news coverage in the DPRK. Next, please. The video clip is more than 2 minutes, so we don't have to work. This is when our reporter was covering the ceasefire agreement in Syria just a couple of days ago when shooting took place. And she reported the incident with a cell phone. And she sent the video back to Beijing, and we had it air, put on the air. She got injured in this incident, but not very seriously. Well, those were just two of the news clips produced by CCTV's correspondents across the world. On the news content list of top single news hits in 2011, apart from major events or incidents in China, news on the international hot topics have also taken up a lot of space. As I said, the report on Syrian mass protest against the Arab League resolution was ranked number one, being picked up as many as 2,450 times. And furthermore, the exclusive reports by CCTV correspondents on international affairs have seen a rapid rise in usage by other media agencies. Because I'm responsible for international news coverage, so I'm very familiar with this field. In addition to our daily routine video news service, CCTV's news content has further diversified its delivery modes during the past week. At present, we are testing the provision of live news signals. Last month, witnessed news content delivering through the Associated Press live news signals of 8 events at the 2 annual sessions of China's National People's Congress and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, which included the opening and closing ceremonies, work report delivered by Premier Wen, and the press conferences, respectively, by Premier Wen and Foreign Minister Yang. The total length of live signal lasted 650 minutes, and the signal was used around 700 times by overseas media agencies. 2012 will see China host many more important international events, such as the summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Other major events in China will include the launch of a new manned spacecraft, the 15th anniversary of the handover of Hong Kong, and the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China. Of course, people are very much interested in that. And CCTV news content will deliver improved live signal service tailored for our global media partners and clients. We always believe that the rapid increase in the usage of news content products demonstrates the recognition and from our media partners and counterparts overseas. Of course, CCTV will work hard to tell the stories of China to the world through professional video services, discovering and reporting the modern world through Asia's perspective. Video news content will serve to open new communication models, channels for CCTV as a new business and service product. We will need time to accumulate experience and improve our operations. Therefore, we have chosen to adopt international cooperation from the very beginning. With their rich experience in the industry, we have selected the Reuters and the Associated Press to become our partners, as well as renting their global networks to distribute video news content to the world. We have also been able to learn from AP and Reuters in developing the capacity of our own video news service based on their standards. Here again, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to Reuters, to AP, for their support to CCTV's news content. And I'm very convinced that through our concerted efforts, media and news will bridge the gap between different cultures and different nations. I'm here today not only to share with you our new service, but also seek to draw experiences from you, hearing your views about our video news service and its shortcomings, as well as any advice and suggestion on how to improve CCTV's service in the future. With regard to problems, including timeliness and quality, CCTV is enhancing its capacity in news gathering, editing, and releasing, improving the service in terms of both quality and quantity. In the future, CCTV news content will not only target conventional TV broadcasters, but also enter new media terminals, such as websites and mobile phones, mobile TV, and outdoor media, with materials specifically formatted to fit the demands of various media outlets, so as to provide our clients with a comprehensive and professional video news service. Through the new service, CCTV also plans to explore ways to industrialize and internationalize news production, news products and services in the hopes of developing a new professional form of video news production and service to the international standard. In the future, CCTV will also be endeavored to transform its video news services from a single product element into an aggregate cultural elements, so as to make its products more informative and forming a new industrial chain to turn news content into an international video news service in integrating video news gathering, editing, and marketing. With globalization and globalized information expansion, CCTV, as a member of the world media system, is working very hard to set up a multi-source, multi-channel, and multi-level international communication model, broadening our horizon more than ever and presenting the world with more open-minded perspectives and professional services. We look forward to working together with our partners, counterparts here to exchange views and further understand one another. Committed in presenting a world through Asian eyes, CCTV, as a carrier of the Chinese cultures, is striving to build up a bridge for the communication and understanding between China and the rest of the world. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have about 10 minutes for questions. There's a mic around the room, so if you want to raise your hand, give us your name and tell us where you're from. We'll take some questions.
Yes, please.
How do you do and welcome? My name is Bonnie Engel and I write about Asian art, so I'm very interested in China because it's a vibrant art scene. I welcome you to the FCC.
Thank you.
I have a comment and two questions.
Yeah.
One is that we get Now TV, which is our local, cable TV provider, and we get CCTV, And I've noticed in my household that we turn to that news more often than not because it's a very well-represented program, and the presenters are very professional. And the thing I admire most about CCTV is you're not afraid to discuss something for more than 2 minutes. So we really appreciate that you can go into depth in some of the more contentious things.
Thanks.
But my questions maybe are a little bit more difficult. One is, do you have to be a party member in order to run CCTV, International News? And second is that you gave us a lot of figures about how many people have used your reporting. So that means there must be thousands of monitors of all sorts of people all over the world figuring out how many times your things are broadcast. And if you're going to be partners with AP and Reuters, is that just a one-way street? You feed to them, or do you take their feeds back?
Of course, we take their feeds back. They give us reports regularly about the usage of our news content. And thank you for your nice comments on CCTV. And to answer your first question, I was very surprised that you asked that question. Because no one in the country asks that question, whether you have to be a party member to be a journalist, to be a TV reporter. I don't think the people in China will ask that question because they know that answer very clearly. You don't have to be a party member to work in the media area, even internationally. That's a history that has already gone past many, many years ago. I'm responsible in answering question that way. You don't have to be a party member. No. No. Even you are a bureau chief of CCTV, you don't have to be a party member. Even you are a vice president of CCTV, you don't have to be a party member. Of course, it's better if you are a party member. Yes.
Kathy. Hello, Mr. Chow. I'm Kathy Yang of Reuters TV.
Hello.
Here in Hong
Hi.
Kong. Congratulations on your new U.S. show. We've been part of that program since it
Thanks.
Began in February.
Thank you.
We've been contributing reports since its inception, and we just wanted to know, of all the production centers in the U.S., you chose Washington, D.C. to be the hub.
No.
And the name of the program is Biz Asia America.
No.
And it would give the connotation that perhaps New York would have been better placed as the hub. Being that it is a financial center, what went into the thinking of CCTV in establishing the hub in the U.S. in D.C.?
We have I think three or four bureaus in the U.S. alone. Some one in New York, one in L.A., one in Washington, and I can't remember one in Boston or somewhere. I can't remember exactly. The reason we have our central bureau in Washington is we follow what other media, big media organizations such as Reuters and AP are doing. As I said, we are, I have, in my speech, because this is a prepared speech, some of them are prepared by my colleagues, this is a speech that saying the good side of CCTV. As a member of that organization, I know we are a freshman in the international media field. We developed only in the past a couple of years, so we learn a lot from well-established media organizations in the world. I think our office in Washington is because AP and Reuters, they have their hub offices in Washington, if I'm correct. Or many big international media organizations choose Washington to be their hub. I don't think there is any other reasons, because in London, our bureau stay very closely with the Associated Press. Similar situations happen in other cities. When we set up our bureaus, we study very carefully how other TV stations are setting up their bureaus. Hope that answers your question. Yeah.
Other questions?
Yeah, following up on a lady's question, I mean, I'm Toh Han Chi, a reporter from the South China Morning Post. There's this perception in various parts of the world, especially in America and Europe, that CCTV is a propaganda tool of the Chinese government, and it will promote a very biased propaganda view that will not be easily swallowed by viewers around the world, especially Europe and America. And, you know, I myself, when I watch some of the debates on CCTV, the range of opinions is relatively narrow compared to the range of opinions presented at a debate in BBC, for example, where, you know, two different forces would clash very intensely. What do you say to that?
Let me answer your question this way, because I studied in the West. I worked in CCTV for more than 20 years, so I think I can make the comparison pretty well. I have also received visiting teams from TV stations like the Middle East. I have to admit that the media industry in China is still very highly regulated. This is because there are many reasons behind it. China is a very particular country. When I received visits from correspondents from Middle East TV stations, they share with us the same thing, the same idea. That is, TV stations are always regulated or controlled in a certain sense. If you ask correspondents from the Middle East, they won't agree with what our reports are being reported on Western TV stations like the CNN or the BBC about the Middle East. If you watch images of China on the BBC and CNN, do you think they are biased or they are objective? If the lady can ask the question whether you have to be a member of the Communist Party of China to be a reporter, I think the report about China on Western media is biased because you have to be in the country to understand it. If you have an objective perspective of the country, I don't think you can answer that question. Of course, China is a very particular country. It's so huge, so populous. As I said before during my talk with some of the people here, any minor incidents in the country could result in chaos. It has a very particular history. It has its tradition. It's still in the way of development. Still, there are many illiterate people in remote areas. So there is very huge space for improvement, but it is changing extremely fast. Taking CCTV, for example, before 2000, there were no expatriate people, foreign people, working as reporters, correspondents, or presenters. That was unbelievable before 2000. Some of them were working as copy editors because we need those people to edit scripts. But now if you watch CCTV, if you watch the English channel, we employ more than 100 people working as reporters, correspondents, presenters. You have to agree that that is huge change. From my experience, I think many restrictions have been relaxed. It's not fast enough, it takes time, but some restrictions are getting relaxed. I can feel that very clearly in the past years. Thank you.
We have time for one more question, Eric.
Hello, I'm Eric Wisher from AFP.
Yeah.
You discussed the international expansion of CCTV. You have an office in Washington now. Presumably you have Chinese staff in Washington from mainland China.
Sorry?
You have staff from the mainland.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you restricted in your movements in the United States?
You mean restriction? You cannot.
Can your staff go anywhere they would like to go in the United States?
Sure. Right. Sure. Of course. AFP.
Yeah. So just let me make the point. So, I mean, Xinhua and CCTV, they've expanded enormously internationally.
Yeah.
Foreign news organizations as far as I know, at least in AFP's case, a foreign news agency, are not allowed to hire Chinese journalists. We have news assistants, we're not allowed to hire Chinese journalists, and we're also restricted on our movements in China. It's eased up a lot, but there are still parts of China, as you know, we're not allowed to go to. Also, the Chinese CCTV can sell freely in the American market, the European market. Foreign news organizations cannot freely in the Chinese market. Do you think it's time for a change?
I think I said, first of all, AFP makes a lot of money in China. Yeah. CCTV uses a lot of AFP pictures and text reports. As I said, I understand what you said pretty well, but I also said this is a very particular country. It has many things. You have to be there for a certain period of time to understand it. What I can see is the changes. Today I am here because before I came here, I reported to my boss. It's not because I'm a party member or not, because it's a procedure. I have to report to my boss that I have to be to do a speech in another place. He said, just go and say whatever you can say. My presence here today, I think, is a very clear demonstration of at least CCTV's willingness to open our minds to our media friends and counterparts. Many years ago, of course, no person would be allowed to be present in such a place. It takes time to change, but we are changing. As I said, I stayed in the West for many years. I worked for CCTV for many years. I know the situation pretty well. I think many of my colleagues, they know very well. We are working hard to catch up, but it takes time. Sometimes the situation is much more complicated than you can imagine, especially when it comes to news reporting and news coverage. I can give you one example. CCTV has set up 30 bureaus in China in 30 different provinces. The reason was because before we relied on provincial TV stations to feed their reports or signals to CCTV. But gradually we realized they were not happy to do that, particularly when bad things happened, such as mine incidents or corruption cases. So we decided to set up our own reporting teams in different provinces, our own reporting bureaus. I think we are working very hard. And this was approved by the government. The local government were not very happy in the very beginning, but gradually they understood that you have to be open. You have to tell the truth. I think everybody in the country knows that. Even my colleagues, they understand that. But it takes time. I think the world doesn't want to see a chaotic, a turmoil China. It's still only 30 years after the country opened its door. But I was truly surprised. I met one Swedish news journalist delegation from Sweden just last week before I came here. I talked with the journalists. They were very surprised that Beijing was totally different from what they imagined before they came to Beijing. Now this is we are in an age of communication, but in their mind, China, Beijing were totally different. But when they look at the city, they look at the cars, they look at the buildings, they have a very different interpretation. Of course, media in China, CCTV, for example, have our own problems. But I have to point out that in Western media, some of them don't portray and objective or comprehensive picture of the country. That's how I feel. If you ask me questions like why party members to be, sorry, I mentioned that again. If you look at pictures on Western TV, you, of course, bad stories are news stories, of course, but it has to be balanced. I hope you can have chances to talk to people from the Middle East, reporters, journalists from the Middle East, from Africa. They share my perspective in many ways. What we see on television about the Middle East, about Africa, I think are not completely true. Some of them are very biased. Thank you.
It's just gone 2 o'clock, our deadline for these lunches. Thanks very much, Chowri, for coming to speak
to
us today. Thanks. And a small gift from the club, and wish everyone a good afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks.